السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليضل عن سبيل الله بغير علم ويتخذها هزوا أولئك لهم عذاب مهين. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الغناء ينبت النفاق في القلب كما ينبت الماء الزرع. وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله فضل كرم احسان الله تعالى. We find ourselves once again in the masjid on the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Off the speaker. Leave the Bilal on. Off the speaker. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed us that we are in the Mubarak month of Rajab. And shortly, if Allah Ta'ala give us Hayati, then we will witness Sha'ban and Ramadan. So we continue making the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. So the theme of the Jummah Bayan the last few weeks was those gunas that have become commonplace, and we need to give up these sins. We need to give up these gunas. Sometimes these gunas have become so common that we don't even recognize them as a sin anymore. We become so comfortable with them that we don't even recognize them as a sin anymore. So we discussed a few gunas, and today we move on to another guna, which is music. Music. Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions in Surah Luqman, the ayat al-kareemah that we recited, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. So from people, there are those who purchase, Allah Ta'ala uses the word purchase, lahwal hadith. So we will come to the explanation of this word, lahwal hadith. And what is their intention by purchasing, or what is their objective, what do they want to achieve? لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. So that they may lead people astray from the path of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says, بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, without knowledge. وَيَتَّقِذَهَا هُزُوَا, and they take it like a very light thing. They make a mockery of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says that for them is a very embarrassing punishment. For them will be an embarrassing punishment. So according to both the great mufassirin amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, both of them have mentioned that this ayat-e kareema, this word lahwal hadith in this ayat-e kareema, it refers to music. The mufassirin, they explained to us that one is it refers to music, but it also refers to those activities that take a person away from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, from the person's objective on earth, takes the person away from the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So anything that distracts a person, takes a person's efforts, takes a person's mind away from the deen of Allah Ta'ala and a person's primary objective in this dunya, that will be lahwal hadith. So sometimes, even though the action in itself may be of a permissible nature, action in itself may be of a permissible nature, but due to a person's absorbment, he's getting so absorbed in it, he's taking it so serious, he's getting so involved in it, even that will be in lahwal hadith. So with regards to the Shan-e-Nuzul, the incident surrounding the revelation of this Ayat-e-Kareema, it is mentioned that there was a person by the name of Nadhr bin Harith. He was an enemy of Allah Ta'ala, an enemy of Islam, enemy of Huzur-e Akdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala or others used to give da'wat, inviting people towards Islam, so sometimes a person, you know, he listened to the da'wat and now he's beginning to see the light, And now his friends will start talking that this person looks like now he may just accept Islam. So when we hear that somebody is going to accept Islam, that's wonderful news. The friends on low, two or three. But to them it was the worst thing that they could hear. It was the worst thing that they could hear that somebody wants to accept Islam. So what this Nazar would do, he had a slave girl who had a melodious voice. So he would send that slave girl, let's go and visit this person. And visit this person. Spend time with him. Feed him with your own hands. Sing for him. Dance for him. Do whatever he wants you to do. And now when this person is in that nasha, he has, maybe he's drunk also, he's, now his nafs is running away with him. Now this nazar will come to that person. And he'll ask him, he said, now tell me, is this life better? Or you want to become a Muslim? And now all the laws of Islam will be directed towards you. All the difficulties of following a Shariat will be on you. Which one is better? Isn't this a better life? You enjoy yourself, have a party. So like this he is to try to mislead them and take them away from accepting Islam. Also what he used to do, he used to travel a lot to Persia. So when he used to be in Persia, then he used to purchase like what you call today magazines and novels and storybooks and all these things. So he used to buy that. So you see these fitnas that we have today. It's Shaitan's same old tricks. It's just that in every era he tries to improve on his tricks. He tries to make the guna more easily accessible, more cheaper, more close at hand, right? And make it more glamorous, more entertaining. That's all that he does. But it's the same old trick. The same old tricks he was using from time immemorial. Right? So anyway, what this Nazar used to do, he'll buy those fables, and he used to come, and then he used to get people to sit and read these stories about Rustam and about Alexandra and all these people. And then he would say to the crowd, now, he, referring to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's only telling you about Ad and Thamud. They're stale stories. We know all those stories. It happened here near us. Look at the stories that I'm bringing to you. So I'm more entertaining. You must come and sit in my gathering. So this too was to take people away from the deen of Allah. Then there was another person by the name of Ibn Khatal. So this Ibn Khatal used to do the same thing. He had purchased dancing girls, slave girls, who had melodious voices and they could dance well. And then he would have, like what today is called a disco, or a rave, or what? Concert. That's what people in that industry do in today's times. So he was doing the same thing that time. So instead of the people now going to listen to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they must come and listen to all this filth. And the nafs loves these things. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us that this music, it creates hypocrisy in the heart. Music creates hypocrisy in the heart. Just as water causes the crops to grow, like that when a person listens to music, gets trapped in music, then it causes hypocrisy to grow in the heart. Now with regards to this music, today's time so many of us are caught up in this music, so we don't even acknowledge it. We don't even realize that we are caught up in music. For example, a person has got a cell phone. A person has got a cell phone, and He has got such a ringtone, which is a musical ringtone. Most of the new phones are coming out. They've got so many features and so many this and so many that. But they don't have one normal ringtone. Perchance you may find one normal ringtone. Otherwise they've got a whole list, maybe 50, 80 different tunes, all musical tones. And everybody wants their tone to be different. Now, consciously, we may not be listening to music. Maybe it's a person who doesn't listen to music. He regards music to be haram. But whole day that phone is ringing. So many times that phone is ringing. And sometime in one house, the mother got a phone, she got one Bollywood tune. Father got a phone, he got another tune. The son got Hollywood tune. All the tune, one the sister's phone is ringing, mother's phone is ringing, how much of music is being played in that home. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has warned us that that home in which there are pictures of animate objects and there's music, Malaika don't enter that house. Malaika of Rahmah do not enter that house. Once, Ma'isha radiallahu ta'ala anha, one girl came to her house, and this girl had on jewelry that was jingling. That jewelry making a jingling sound. Ma'isha radiallahu ta'ala anha instructed, remove this girl from our presence until she doesn't remove the jewelry. Remove her from here until she doesn't remove the jewelry, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the malaika of mercy do not enter that home in which there is bells, there is musical instruments, etc. So how firm they were on this. And today, sometimes we get caught up. So many of us, sometimes myself also, I must get caught up. You're trying to look for something. Maybe you're trying to look for some feature on a car. So you go on to YouTube or something, and you're looking, you don't listen to music. You're looking for something, you want to find out something. But in that presentation or that, there's music playing. There's music playing. Now, although our mind is not on the music, the mind is on what you are trying to find out. But in the background, that music is playing, and it is affecting us. That music is affecting us. See, if I put ether on, and you are sitting here, although you don't want to smell the ether, you don't want to smell that ether, but the smell is going to come to you. So although I don't want to hear that music, but it's going to come. So we must make a firm intention that we want to give up, and we must look into our life. Where I'm getting caught up. Some people, they say, no, I only watch news. Was news. But that news also, before it starts, they got music. Before it starts, they got music. When it ends, they got music. You ask yourself, why did they put music? These are the tools of shaitan. And unfortunately, the radio, sometimes you say, no, it's a talk show, you know. Listening to a talk show. But there's music in between. Right? And unfortunately, even some radio stations that call themselves Islamic radio stations, some of them. So they also now want to follow what the kuffar radio stations are doing. So they too put some sounds in between, all sounds. Why are they putting all these sounds? And now we want to touch on one little bit, what you call sensitive topic. You know? Sensitive topic. Sensitive topic is anashid. Today everybody wants to listen to anashid. And 90% of us, we are not listening because we want to rejuvenate our iman. See, the whole object of a naat Naat is in praise of Huzur-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hamd is in praise of Allah Ta'ala. And Nasheed is some advices that is given in poetry form. Some shi'r, you know, ash'ar. So, we must put our hand on our heart and ask ourselves that how many of us really listen to it to rejuvenate our iman? How many of us are listening to it because we're pondering over the meaning or the message that is being given? We must be honest about it, that most of us, if not all, we are just listening for entertainment. We're listening for entertainment. Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Saraji Sahib, down with the Kartu, he mentioned this some time back, that when a person is going to listen to these anashir for entertainment, then these anashir will lead him to music. Because the nafs always wants more. Now you see, many of you are young, so you may not know what the naats and the hums of 20 years and 30 years and 40 years back, what it was. If you listen to that now, you're sleeping. You don't want to listen to it. Oh, hey, there's no jive here. No. Hey, it's dead, this thing. Yeah, dead. No. Change it. No life in that. No. What you're looking for is the similarity to music. So those that are on the tune of music, those are a little bit on a fast pace. Now you want to listen to that. Not because we want to rejuvenate our iman. We want to listen to it because our nafs is getting some kicks out of it. Right? Our nafs is getting some kicks out of it. We are enjoying it. So that's why the person, he can listen from here to Cape Town. Whole road. Some people got couple hundreds on one. Nowadays you don't even need CDs and all on the stick, on the phone, whatever. So many. Right? And just one after the other. One. Oh, this one here is a bit dead. Man. Just skip it. This one, put the other one. Because we're listening for entertainment, let's be honest. And this too much listening to these anashir have taken us away from Quran Sharif. So even this is something we must check. And the words of Hazrat Mufti Sahib is come true in our lifetime, that today you take all these artists from the UK, from other, even here local also, South Africa, but more in the UK, in the Arab countries also. They are proper like pop stars. They're proper like pop stars. They make a video out of the whole thing, they got a beats and they got, even when they have they got a stage, some of them even got a piano on the stage. It's all like proper music. So what Hazrat Mufti Sahib said is exactly correct. That when you're, first they said, no, only duff. They said, who is duff? That one is permissible. It should happen in time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. What was the duff and what people are doing now? And they say, no, this was from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then slowly, they say, no. He's not, no musical instrument. He's making a sound with his mouth. So why is he making the sound like music with his mouth? Then after that they said, no, this is with the computer. They're just doing with the computer. You see the DJs of past, they used to have a big LP in front of them. So what they used to do, they slide it with their hands. For that time we didn't have all this computer to make the graphics. So when they slide it like this up and down with their hands, whole crowd goes crazy. But Shaitan comes, come on. He comes. Whole crowd goes crazy. Same thing they're doing now, putting all these sound effects. And this is insult to injury, salt in the wounds. Why? Because one side is Allah Ta'ala's name, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name, and then would it is musical instrument. Now look at how strict Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was. Bukhari Sharif, as a riwayat, is a Sahabi by the name of Anjasha radiyallahu ta'ala. He was traveling with Huzur-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jihad. Traveling, jihad. So there was a type of poetry, a type of poetry at that time. It was called haddi. So this poetry, they used to sing it to encourage the animals. But the animals are getting tired now. So they sing the poetry. If you go to the rural areas, you will find the people, the shepherds, or looking after animals. They got something, they'll sing and keep the animals going. No instruments, nothing, no instruments. So Anjasha radiallahu anh, he was in the back and he's reading this poetry now. He's reading this poetry to keep the animals going, you know, make the suffer a little bit light, you know. So as he's singing, but Anjasha radiallahu anh had a very sweet voice, a very sweet voice. And he's singing this thing now in a very melodious way, he's singing this poetry. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cautioned him. Say, oh Anjasha, don't break the glass. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke in Ishara, you know, code language. So Anjasha, don't break the glass. So, one of the Ravis of the Hadith, he explained that what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mean by that statement? He said there were certain Sahaba radiallahu anhum who were with their wives, with the women folk on that safar. Like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also sometimes used to have the Ummahatul Mu'mineen with him. Right? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was cautioning Anjasha radiallahu anhu that see, don't sing so melodiously. Because women, they get affected with sweet sounds. Now they mustn't start getting carried away with your voice. So don't break the glass. Today, the whole industry is marketed and focused on this. That the more melodious it must sound, the more of a hit it must be. Because the people must get attracted to it. Right? Now this was a man singing. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cautioned him. Now what, in today's time, women's voices also are being used. Some are using small children's voices too. All this is just for entertainment. For entertainment. Yes, there is a place in our deen for ash'ar. Even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a pulpit he put in the masjid and he used to instruct Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anh to sing poetry. But what was that poetry? The kuffar were making poetry against Islam. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anh used to answer their poetry. And sometimes the poetry was in praise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were insulting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Muslims were praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But just to listen so much just like that, just for... Yes, there is a place for it, like how there is a place for salt in the food. But you don't only eat the salt with a couple of grains. Right? The whole food is there, a little bit salt you put inside. So that is the place of the ash'ar in our deen. Not that it must become the focus. But this will take us towards music. It will lead us towards music. So I thought we'll cover this music and we'll also cover the other activities, futile activities, but our time is already up. If Allah Pak give us tawfiq and hayati, then on another occasion we will discuss with regards to lahw al-hadith, futile activities that take us away. Now all this, remember why we're discussing this. Because we are approaching Ramadan Sharif. We want to make tawbah from all of this. We want to give up all of this. And have a clean slate. Not only for Ramadan. But we want to clean ourselves up. And then Ramadan will be like a booster. And our whole life we want to remain clean. Allah give us tawfiq. Akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.